At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in to the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Andy Furman, the legend himself, the Cincinnati legend himself, filling in for Chris Broussard. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000.
Wow.
Where's the bell? Recommended installers. Thank you. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Welcome to the program. So excited. Chris Broussard is improving. Still a bit under the weather. There's a possibility he could return tomorrow. We don't know for sure. But our love and prayers go out to my co-host, Chris Broussard. But of course, when Chris is out, it's always great to, you know, reestablish ourselves and get together again with the Cincinnati radio legend he is, Mr. Andy Furman.
Bang, binga, boonga.
It's a pleasure to be with you, but people have to realize that I'm working with a Hall of Famer. Your Hall of Famer. Number one, I wish Chris Broussard health and happiness, please. I'm praying for him. That's number one. But number two, you're a Hall of Famer, and you talk about this legend thing. You put so much pressure on me. You know what that means? A legend means that you've been around a long time. That's all it means. No, it doesn't mean anything else, right?
It means you've been around a long time, but you're also very good at what you do, Andy. Come on. you know, I was in Cincinnati. We met back in 1992. We go way, way back.
Wow.
You know, I shook it up when I got to Cincinnati. And Andy, you know, people were calling you up saying, who's this black guy who covers the Reds now? You know, this guy's Meshuggah.
Right.
No?
And I told everybody he's my brother, and they thought they didn't talk to me and you.
That's right. It is Cincinnati, after all. I'm sorry, Andy. Come right, on. Right. But, yes, great to have you on the show, Andy. So much to
Cincinnati's
talk about.
Cincinnati's a little bit, you could call it Boston Light, right?
Can Boston we go that Light?
I mean, yeah, Boston Light, yeah.
They did love Marge Schott, but that's another story, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That was not good. But, yes, so much to get into. Football, of course. We're going to talk a little Bengals, too. Joe Burrow, want to hear your take on him. We got some great guests. Greg Jennings, of course, coming up in about 30 minutes. Andy, of course, the Super Bowl champ and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. So we'll chop it up with him. Justin Adams, who's the CBS Colorado and the Pac-12 Network. We'll talk with him. And in the final hour, Mark Medina, Mark Funky Cole Medina from NBA.com. He is a writer there, and he's a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider as well. So first, before we get started, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Of course, Rob G is our able-bodied producer. I know he hates when I say
good
that.
Man. Good
he's
man.
He's very good, Rob G. You've known Rob G for, he's worked at the network for like 40 years now, right?
One, I know. Two,
did
three.
The morning show when I was doing it with Mike North.
Wow. So he's the one who ran it into the ground. Is that right?
No, great. It's his fault.
Sorry, Rob G. Oh, sorry. Okay. And, of course, Alex, our engineer. Alex, always great to have him on board. He makes the show what it is.
You know, and it's funny, Rob, is I actually was on that show as well with Mike.
Were you on that show? Were you really?
It was me and Rob G.
Wow. And how long did that last? Show. I'm starting to count the years we've been together.
I think it's about 4 or 5 years.
Uh-oh, that's where we are. We're about five.
Well, it's been fun.
Uh-oh, there we go. Is
no,
that the kiss
you guys
of death?
Are fine, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. And yeah. Monty Bolaños.
Yeah.
Monty.
Monty.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Monty? Are you there?
I am here. Hi, guys. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Hi. Do you know Andy Furman, the legend?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. We've worked together at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Don't be saying stuff like that.
Yes.
Now, wait, you better reel that back in a little bit. That didn't come out right.
And you know what? He's a little calmer at that time, a little bit.
I was going to say, who gets the bigger tips at that hour is what I want to know.
Oh, baby.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Monty. We'll check in with you.
I got to share something with you before we roll on here.
Yes,
okay?
Go ahead.
I just happened to notice this about an hour ago. There's a Brenneman Show podcast. I don't think it's Marty or Tom Brenneman because it's spelled differently. But former Packers quarterback DeShone Kizer was on, and he said that Aaron Rodgers asked Kizer whether he believed that 9/11 actually happened. The first thing that comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth was, quote, "You believe in 9/11? That's what Kizer said. What? Do I believe in 9/11? Sure, why wouldn't I? So Aaron Rodgers right now doesn't believe in 9/11.
Are we sure, or are we just taking his word? I mean, be careful with that. I'm just saying, be careful. Yes, I did see that, but that seemed to come out of left field, so I'm always a little quick not to jump there without... You know
I
what
Googled
I mean?
It a little bit. It was in People magazine as well. So
okay.
It's out there. Yeah, it's out there.
It's out there, no doubt. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Andy, let's start on this Worship Wednesday, and let's start with football. Yeah. And we both can sit here and say that the Denver Broncos have been a total disaster. I mean, between Nathaniel Can't Hack It, the coach, to Russell Wilson, who they gave a gazillion dollars, and he's not worth 3 cents this year. To just everything. The only thing that's worked is the defense, right? They were giving up at one point 17 points a game. If the team averaged 18, they would have been 9-1 through their first 10. That's how good the defense has been. And you notice, Andy, when they went out to get Russell Wilson, everybody was picking them to win the division, to go to the Super Bowl, because everybody knows that they have a great defense. And all they needed was to add a great quarterback, add some water, stir, and they would go to the Super Bowl. None of that has happened because Wilson hasn't been great. But now there's all this other stuff out there, and I want to know how surprised you are in anonymous GMs saying that they're going to have a hard time getting a quality coach to want to coach there because of Russell Wilson and his antics, I should say. So Matt Lombardo of Heavy spoke to several NFL executives about the problems Denver might face in the upcoming season. And a current NFL general manager said the team will definitely look to move on from coach Nathaniel Can't Hack It because there's not a lot of hope there. And an anonymous scouting director doubled down, adding, none of the really good candidates will want the job. This is a quote. Nice. Because, quote, Wilson looks done, but they are married to him. Where are you? And currently, how's this? For Pro Football Focus, Russell Wilson is ranked 32nd among starting quarterbacks, having completed a career low of 59.5%, Andy, with 7 touchdowns and only 5 picks. Do you think he's done? And has he blown up in Denver's face?
I'll say this. They're the lowest scoring team in the league, about 14.3 points a game, and they lost Sunday 23-10 at Carolina. And it's the 9th time this year when they scored 16 or fewer points. 4th time they scored 10 or fewer points. I would say this. Looking at Russell Wilson, yes, he looks old. Is it entirely his fault? I don't think so. I think the offense is a wreck. I think Nathaniel Hackett's a problem. And I think there are certain coaches, and you know this better than others, Rob, that certain coaches get players and try to force them into their system. And they didn't let Russell Wilson do what he does best, is improvise the offense. And they haven't done that. I'm not saying they'd be a lot better, but with a defense like that, and they got some pretty strong running backs over there, I don't understand why this team is 3-8. So a lot of the heat goes on Nathaniel Hackett, which I don't think he's going to last the season anyway, but they are married to Russell Wilson, 5-year deal worth $165 million.
Yeah, here's the other issue, though, but we kind of saw this coming from what had happened in Seattle with Pete Carroll and all the noise he was making. You remember that? Oh, I want to be making decisions. We got to let Russ cook, which is throw the ball rather than, you know, the formula that worked to got Seattle to 2 Super Bowls, right? Which back-to-back Super Bowls, which was running the ball mostly, and then Russell Wilson throwing when need be, not the other way around. And obviously they had the Legion of Boom, a great defense, which anchored that team as well. But I think this is another example of sometimes having a player want to do too much, want to be involved too much, instead of being the great or the best quarterback you can be, and not concern yourself with everything else. Andy, let the other people hire do their job. You can't run the board and produce the show. Can you? You're the talent. Can you do the show only? That's what we need you to do, to be the best guy who can do the talent work and do the sports talk, not be worried about everything else.
But I honestly believe that when Russell Wilson did go to Denver, he bought into that line that they would go to the Super Bowl, they would be champs. He believed that as well. I mean, that was the hype of media. That was the hype of fans. They went crazy when he went there. And I honestly believe that they would be a big-time contender, maybe not Super Bowl, but go deep in the playoffs. So I think he brought a lot to the table, and I got to believe that I can't see him diminishing that much so quickly. Yes, I will say it again. He does look old. There's no doubt about that. However, I got to believe that with a different coaching staff, I think they'd be a lot better.
And here's the difference between, say, him having a bad year and Aaron Rodgers. At least you could say Aaron Rodgers has a fractured thumb that they didn't really let everybody know about, right? Which could make sense about how inaccurate he is this year. Andy, can you agree with that?
The fractured thumb didn't come out till about 2 weeks ago.
No. But I'm saying, but it makes sense.
But he did have one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it makes sense now about how inaccurate. That's his throwing thumb.
He had no receivers. I mean, right. Honestly, that's the problem in Green Bay. There's no receivers for him to throw the ball to.
Well, that too. And we know the offensive line. But anyway, my other point is that Russell Wilson is healthy. Like, that's what's scary. Unless there's something we don't know. And when you look at these crazy numbers, and as bad as it is, can you think there were, 12 weeks, about week 13, and he has 7 touchdowns all year in 13 weeks in the NFL? Well, 12 weeks going on 13. what is that, 1.23 a game? I mean, less. No, less than that, right? In 11 or in 12 games, he has 7 touchdowns.
They lost, again, I tell you, last week to Carolina 23-10. In that game, Wilson threw 142 yards, and the Broncos averaged 3.3 yards per play. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, come on. You got to do better than that. And I'm telling you, backup quarterbacks could do better than that under a better scheme. I just don't think the scheme is working, and I think it falls on Hackett. It really does. Yeah, he's older. Yeah, he's not as good and mobile as he once was, but he's not that bad. I'm telling you, he's not that bad.
All right. What do you think about Russell Wilson's drop in production this season? Do you agree that his decline will prevent the Broncos from getting a top coach next season?
Wait, time out. That's bull, because there's only 32 jobs out there, and people are clamoring to be a head coach, and there's always that coach's mentality that I could fix it.
If you're a top coach and there's a better, younger quarterback, you might say, I'll take that job. I don't think nobody will take the job, but I think they will look at the quarterback situation and see, I'm married to Wilson, whereas this kid I have has a lot of potential, and if I get my hands on him, I can make him better. But we'll do that.
But the good,
877.
Okay, but the flip side is that you could only go up, and if I'm a coach, I welcome that challenge. This team's going to win maybe no more than 5 games anyway this year, so I could turn it around if I'm a coach.
All right, we'll do that. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple with Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
for the best sports talk in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Andy Furman in for Mr. Chris Broussard, who is improving. Great news there. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. We're also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, that's 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Asked you about Russell Wilson. Is his drop-off going to stop top coaches from wanting to come to Denver, or will they overlook that and figure they can fix him? 877-99 on Fox. I'm sure some people want to chime in. Andy, let's do it.
Yes, they do. Ned in San Francisco. You're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Ned?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy holidays.
You too.
Hey, you know, I just can't believe, as bad as Russell Wilson has looked this season, I cannot believe that he just is just going to drop off the face of the earth like that the way he has. I feel like he has a problem where he doesn't want to run. He doesn't want to play the game that's made him who he is, and he needs to, right? I get it, longevity and all that. He's got to go back to what he used to do, and I think it's a good job.
He's only got 137 rushing yards.
That's a good point. Is that right? He used to run, and he doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, you know,
and you might be right. He's trying to stay out of harm's way.
Yeah, I think it'll be a decent job, though. I think Sean Payton may even take it.
All right, we appreciate that call. Thank you so much.
Canella in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Canella?
Canella, our man, what up?
What's going on, my guys? How we doing tonight?
Man, we're doing great. How was Thanksgiving? Good?
Yeah, all is well, all is well. So we can call it around here, we call it the curse of Peyton 18. Because we could have a good quarterback since Peyton Manning left. And like you said, the stat, if we would have scored 18 points in regulation, they would have been 9-1. So it's just the curse of 18 around here. But if he's washed, I don't know. But I can tell you that no one cares because he's not going to beat number 15 in Kansas City, even if he rejuvenates his career going forward.
But Canella, you're there. You're watching closely. What are you seeing as a you know, Broncos guy or living in Denver, watching these games up close? Are you shocked that he's this bad?
I am. He looks much slower than years before.
He looks old.
Like the previous caller said, he's just not running as much. But I think the biggest takeaway for me, at least, is that I feel like he lost the locker room. He had a birthday yesterday. He turned 34, had a birthday party, and only half or less than half of the team showed up on the off day. So it just kind of shows a lot on where the direction is going. And I think the free agency's players to come in are going to look at that, see if they really want to play here besides the coaches.
Well, Canella, maybe it was the $50 cover charge to get into the party. You don't know?
Let me ask you,
who's getting more heat in Denver? The coach, Hackett, or Russell Wilson?
Russell.
Russell is.
We know that Nathaniel Kent Hackett isn't the answer. So we know he's gone. But we did not expect this from Russell.
So much
hype coming up, and I mean, it's just such a big disappointment. Where I mean, the crowds are just getting smaller and smaller at home, and the booze are getting hollow.
Amazing. Thanks, Canella. Right. We appreciate 877-99 on Fox. Andy, what you got?
We got Will. Will in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Will?
What's going on, Andy? What's going on, Rob? And hopefully, Chris, if you're listening, I'll get well soon for sure.
Yes.
But definitely, guys, you know, in my consultant, you know, coach, a business mentoring brain, I can't help but look at the situation and the trends. Before we get Russ at Denver, let's look at Russ on the Seahawks and compare him to some of his contemporaries, some of his peers, to see if drop-off regression, you know, where some of his contemporaries are. And I can't say that Russ compared to his immediate contemporary or winning quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, that I can compare his career in the past 3 to 5 years to Aaron Rodgers' playability, MVPs, or what have you. So I can't say that it was already a situation, you know, him coming in and being like the hallmark marquee get. And then the other thing, you grow the conversation out from that, right? The issue with the plays or not wanting to sort of come in with a fresh mind. And then also, right, we have the commentary that, like, his demeanor. It's not the faith-based stuff. It's like, hey, when you're talking about accountability and things, right, and like the Zach Wilsons of the world and some of these comments, what we're not seeing from Russ is really, hey, this is on me, you know, and these are some of the things here. This is all coming out, and then you grow the conversation out from there, losing the locker room. There was a commentary from one of his other, you know, guys on his team, Richard Sherman, where maybe even in that instance where he's winning and has some playability, where he may have lost some guys in the locker room or just some things around him. So it's just one of those things where it's all followed him up to there.
No doubt. Will, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks for that. That was thorough, too, Andy. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Denver, and the teammates not coming to his half of them not coming to the birthday party or whatever. You know, maybe they just wanted the day off and they didn't want to make it, but it says a little something. All right, we've got Super Bowl champ Greg Jennings coming up next.
Greg Jennings.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And he is not only a Super Bowl champ, not only a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, and not only a bodybuilder, and not only the best dad in the world, or at least in Minnesota, he is that guy.
Greg Jennings.
That's right. Greg Jennings joins us.
He sounds sexy.
Here on Fox Sports Radio on the Odd Couple. What's up, Greg?
What up? Look at Rob with the smooth intro. I love it, man. I appreciate that.
Come on, man. I got you.
He told me you wrote it.
Hey, Greg, let's start here, and we don't want to make a big deal about it. Russell Wilson, I guess it was his birthday, and less than half the team showed up for the party or whatever it was. Do we read anything into that, or do people have their days off, everybody can't make the party, or do we read something into that?
Yeah, you can't read too much into that. You know, my wife has thrown me birthday parties at my home. When she wasn't even there, when I was in Miami, and a handful of guys came. Like, that's just the way it is. On days off, guys are going to be doing their things with their families and whatever, right, and their loved ones, and spending the time that they want to spend and how they want to spend it. And so the guys who could come came, and the guys who weren't able to make it didn't make it. So I don't read too much into that.
Just how about the Denver overall? The idea that here we are with a career low 59% completion ratio, right? And also 7 touchdowns. We're 12 games into this season. 7 touchdowns and 5 picks. When you watch him, what do you see? It's one thing if he's injured or something's going on, but we don't know of any injuries. What do you see when you watch him?
Yeah, he just doesn't look comfortable, to be honest, Rob. Even when he's in the pocket, like he's antsy in the pocket. I've never really seen him be this antsy. He's not decisive in his decision-making, and he's not really, even when he's outside the pocket, extending his legs and giving himself opportunity to put pressure on the defense with running the football. So just a lot of things that we saw in Seattle that we're not seeing with this Denver Broncos team.
Mm. Greg, if I may, I want to talk a little bit about Jeff Saturday, the interim coach of the Indy Colts. He says now that he regrets not calling that late-game timeout, and this gives many of his naysayers some ammunition now. Naysayers, right, why he wasn't qualified for the job. I believe it was honesty, and I credit him for that, but I think he'd be better off being quiet. What are your thoughts on that?
No, you got to own it. Like, this is one of the things that I do love about Jeff. He's taking this is exactly the way he wants to. Like, he's not going to allow any one of us in the media to shift the narrative and his ideas and his approach. He understands he's not necessarily head coach, NFL head coach qualified, but he has some attributes, he has some qualities that they can pull on, that he can lean on. The others, he's going to have to depend on those around him. He didn't sign up for this. I'm not knocking Jeff. However, these are learning experiences for him, and he's acknowledging that. He realized that, most importantly, he said it. Like, his team, you got to give your play caller an opportunity to get in a good call for your team going into third down and even preparing for a fourth down if you don't convert. You didn't even do that. And so, for me, he recognized that that was just wrong. Like, he was right about the time. Time wasn't truly an issue, but the way you prepare and allow your team to have an opportunity to win a game, it's all about how you communicate and the things that you do throughout the drive that will provide that. And he didn't do that for his team.
Our guest is Greg Jennings, of course, Super Bowl champ, Fox Sports Radio, NFL analyst and bodybuilder, as we know. Greg, let's go here with Tampa Bay. They lost this past week. I know that division is terrible. They still have a chance, obviously, to win the division. They could be with a losing record. But what do you make of the Bucs, too? I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, don't let Brady get in the playoffs and something's going to happen. That team doesn't seem right to me as well.
No, they're not, and I've been one that's not on the bandwagon of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Neither do I believe any team is fearing what they are looking like right now. We all know what Brady has done in the past, but can he do it now, and can he do it consistently with this roster? And that, the answer for me is no. He and Mike Evans aren't on the same page. When you look at the offensive line, they're having issues, have had issues all season long. It's changed the way that they can even play defense, because even if they get stops or turnovers, they don't turn it into points if you're the offense. They don't give their defense time to rest. There's just a lot of non-complimentary football that's taking place when you talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, Greg, let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. They hang 40 and 500 yards on the Green Bay Packers last week. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, had 150 yards passing and rushing. I want to know why he's not in the MVP conversation.
Well, I believe that he is. I think when we think about the quarterback play in this league, you got to have a guy that's going to be throwing the ball around, or he has to be like Lamar Jackson was, breaking records, running the ball, and throwing several touchdowns. Like, Lamar Jackson did that as a dual-threat quarterback. Jalen Hurts isn't having that type of a season. His team is obviously benefiting from the way he's performing. I love everything that he's doing. He's doing it the right way. He's taking the runs when they're there. He's able to make every throw. But when you talk about the MVP, You look at guys that if you in the past, typically, historically, they're going to be throwing the ball for 4,000 yards, 35 plus 40 touchdowns. That's not Jalen Hurts. he might eventually have the amount of yards in totality with runs and passes and then touchdowns with pass touchdowns and run rushes. But it just looks different for Jalen Hurts. So I have him in the MVP race. If we're up to me, he's definitely there. But, yeah, I don't know, man. That's one that you got to talk to other people who don't have him there.
Yeah, I think you're right, Greg. It just doesn't look the same. You know what I mean? Despite the winning and everything. And I think he would be a hard guy to win the MVP with the season he's having. But what about Tua? And does he fit into that conversation? The Dolphins haven't lost since week one. Tua's been undefeated in all the games that he started and finished this season. And Miami has the third best offense in the NFL in terms of yards per game. Is Tua in that conversation?
Again, now Tua is in that conversation because, again, optically, he fits that mold of a pass pocket passer. He's throwing the football. He has throwing touchdowns. You see his weapons are thriving. But for me, I just feel like Tyreek Hill has impacted will impact his chances of winning an MVP, because if you can argue Tyreek Hill's impact has been equal or greater than even Tua Tagovailoa. So for me, Tua is definitely one of those guys that is in the MVP race. But what Patrick Mahomes is able to do and what he's doing in the division that we thought was going to be oh so great this season, he's just pulling away from everybody.
Hmm. Yep.
Okay, do we have time for one more, you think?
Real quick, one minute. One
question about the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings beat the Jets on Sunday, and the Lions lose to the Jags. Minnesota becomes the first team to win a division title. I got to know from Greg Jennings, how real, really, are these Vikes?
I like the Vikes. Obviously, you know, Kirk Cousins is going to always be a question mark if the sun is down. But outside of that, man, I really like this team. Offensively,
you picked them before the season started. I got to give you credit.
I did, Greg. I'm picking them now. I like the Eagles as a more well-rounded team. The Minnesota Vikings, they answer a lot of questions on some Sundays, and then other Sundays it's like, why aren't you looking the same? And I think the inconsistency kind of hurts them.
All right, Greg Jennings, thanks for the knowledge. Thanks for joining us here on The Odd Couple. As always, we appreciate you. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Yep, they're fighting, Andy, a losing battle in the world of college football. So we'll get to that here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And let me tell you this. TireRack.com loves tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call away or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advanced Tire, the all-season Avid lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installations that comes to your home or your office. Tire installations on your terms. A game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Andy Furman, here on a Worship Wednesday, and we're coming to you from live, I should say, from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right, Andy. That's right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. And Andy, it is now time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, always a great chance to stop by BetMGM if you want to put down a couple shekels. But Andy, rough night last night, 1-2 on my bets. Tonight, here we go. I've been doing pretty well. I've been winning, you know, the parlays, three. I've been getting 2 out of 3 most nights. The best bet has been rolling. But here tonight, I got the Cavaliers -3.5, taking on the 76ers in Cleveland. That's my best bet. I got the Bucks -6.5. They're in New York taking on the Knicks. The Knicks blew out the Pistons last night by like 30 points. And I have the Nets at home taking on the Wizards. The Nets have a chance to get over the 500 mark. Remember how poorly they started. They're 11-11. I'm taking the Nets -5.5 in Brooklyn against the Wizards. Again, Cavaliers -3.5, Bucks -6.5, and the Nets -5.5. I got all the favorites tonight, Andy. There you go.
That's what you are. You're a favorite kind of guy. That East is tough. It's just about every team is over 500 in the East.
Yeah, it no doubt about it. Andy, so the college football, expanding the college football playoff to 12 teams could be delayed. Rob G, you got more information on this story, right, because of the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl is the last remaining bowl that is yet to agree to the terms the College Football Playoff Committee set forth to move up expansion.
Because they wanted to be on
They
January
wanted to
1st.
Be on New Year's Day at that prime time, 5 p.m. Eastern time slot, yeah. Which some in the media biz referred to as like an NFL Sunday type draw because everybody's at home still. They're all hung over from New Year's Eve.
Right.
They watch the Rose Bowl. Well, the Rose Bowl doesn't want to give that up. And as a result, provided that they don't change their mind here in the next, 8 hours or so, the college football playoff will not be able to expand in 2024. It won't have to wait until 2026.
That's ridiculous because the Rose Bowl has no leverage. I mean, really, if they're going to expand, they're going to expand. First of all, Robert, you know this, and so do you,
They
Rob.
Do have leverage from
not
the standpoint
really.
Of...
Look, Well, bowl game means nothing. No one cares about the bowl games anymore. Half the players don't even play in them anymore.
No,
it's all
I
about
get,
the college football
I
playoffs.
I get that, but if it was no big deal, they wouldn't have to give them a deadline. They could have just said, well, screw you. We'll take it this place. They know they want the Rose Bowl involved. Come on, Andy. To say that they don't want the Rose Bowl involved is false.
First of all, let me go one step further. Let me have an addendum to this whole situation. I don't even want expansion, and let me tell you why.
I don't want it either, thank God.
I don't want it, and I'm one of the few, because when I say this, people throw tomatoes at me. Last weekend, they had Michigan playing Ohio State, a tremendous game, great drama, and there was a lot at stake at the game. If they expand to 12 teams, that game means nothing, because both those teams go to the playoffs.
And not only that, Andy, you're 100% right, and if you're Harbaugh or Day, their coaches... They could sit people and say, why are we playing in that game? We don't need to, this game means nothing to us. It does. I agree. And when you open the pool and you let more people in it, someone's going to pee in the pool at some point. I'm just telling you.
Less is more. I've always said that. Anywhere in the world, less is more. It's true. Especially when you're buying items, less is more. It really is. But in this football situation, you know, what it's going to do is going to save coaches' jobs. That's what it's going to do. Right?
Because you water it down.
State, it's
you know
ridiculous.
What it's like? It's like going to the Final Four in college basketball, but you haven't won anything. You know, like, that's your claim to fame.
No, maybe it's like when a coach goes to a bowl game. You win 6 games, you go to a bowl game. That's what it is. You could be 6-7, go to a bowl game.
And in this way, you can say, well, we went to a bowl game, or we went to the Final Four, even though your last championship in the NCAA might have come back in 2000. Is that 22 years ago? Yeah, it could be that long. And people will say you're a great coach because you got to the Final Four. Yeah, thank you. Unbelievable. I'm with you, though, Andy. This is going to be this is not going to be a good thing, but I do believe this. They're going to figure it out for the Rose Bowl. And I guess, Rob G., are you still there? This is the thing that – are they moving the date from this year because New Year's Day falls on a Sunday and they don't want to go against the NFL? So they actually this year,
right.
The Rose Bowl is going to be on
Monday.
The 2nd.
Monday.
Right. Am I right?
Yes,
right.
That is correct.
So that's the thing that's kind of weird. Like they're bending that day, but they don't want to bend for the college football. I don't know.
I don't get it. You know as well as I, the Rose Bowl has lost a lot of its luster since the college football players. More often than that, the Associated Press, I don't even know why they bother having a poll. No one cares about that poll. Really.
Right. It doesn't matter. All right, second hour of The Odd Couple is coming up. We're going to talk about Mahomes and Burrows and that rivalry. Stick and stay.
For the best rivalry in the U.S. of A.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
ladies and gentlemen.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.